Nate, you there?
Yeah.
All right. What's up? How you doing?
All right.
Good. Good. Listen, I know when you were with Buffalo, you played against the Patriots several times with Tom Brady. Obviously, Tom not playing in this game. How different does that offense look without him and with Matt Castle at the controls?
I mean, well, it looks different just based on appearance. You know, everybody's been used to seeing him as the guy back there. So, but far as I think that they're still running the same offensive philosophy without him in there. So the only thing probably that's different is the personnel.
Without Tom being there, there have been some issues with them getting Randy Moss the ball. But, I mean, as a cornerback, can you ever relax when Randy Moss is on the field?
When you have a player of that caliber, you always want to, you know, you want to be leery and aware of where he's at on the field. Because he can make a play at any time. So you definitely want to always keep your eyes on that type of receiver.
With all your past history in this division with the Patriots, is this game a little extra special there for you to see these guys again?
I wouldn't say extra special. I just, you know, take the same approach with any game. This week is no different. I'm just going to, you know, continue to study my opponent, you know, watch the film, work on my technique all week, and get ready to apply it towards for the game.
The personnel has changed a lot here in New England since you were in Buffalo, but is there anything you can learn from those past games against New England in terms of the system and some of the things to expect?
Yeah, I guess I would be a little bit familiar with the offensive philosophy, you know, and some of the concepts that they got going on just from, you know, past history playing against them a lot. But, you know, it's going to sort of be different because, you know, we run a different style of defense compared to Buffalo. So I want to just look at the film, scout, you know, and see what I can get off of these guys and try to use it on Sunday.
How much does the experience that you guys have in the secondary help you?
Well, it helps a lot. We've experienced a lot, you know, playing back there, just, you know, seeing a lot of routes, just seeing different types of receivers, different type of combinations. So by us seeing a lot, you know, we kind of got a good feel for what's going on, a sense of how we're going to play particular routes, or if a situation comes up, we're kind of prepared for it.
Early in the season here, you faced some pretty good receiving tandems with Bolden and Fitzgerald and Calvin Johnson and Roy Williams and now Moss and Welker. How do the Moss and Welker stack up against those other two sets you played?
Well, I think they're right up there with the top. I mean, as you see, you know, Wes is doing an excellent job for them in that slot and just catching balls and actually, you know, where he's hurting is to run after the catch. So, and Randy, he's a threat. You know, you have to, like I said earlier, you have to be aware of where he's at on the field because, you know, he can catch a ball and he can take it away.
Was the Saints game, was that a step backwards for the pass defense?
You know, we've moved on, watched the film, and we moved on from that game. And, I mean, we're definitely upset. We knew that there's some plays that we want back. But, you know, we have to look at the film, make the corrections, and move on to New England this week.
Do you have to be careful to kind of not underestimate the Patriot offense without Brady, not to underestimate Castle, and not to assume that they won't do certain things?
Right, right. I agree with that. You never going. I might say once again, you never want to underestimate your opponent, even though, you know, the record might not show, you know, how good of a, you know, of a team they really are. So you never want to underestimate your opponent. You want to go in. You want to be fully prepared and be ready to run the things that you're capable of running.
What are some of the differences? I know, you know, not a lot of film on Matt Castle, which, yeah, I don't know how that affects your preparations, but what are some of the differences that you see between Castle's style of quarterback and Tom Brady's style of quarterback?
Well, I think just from experience and alone and repetition with Tom Brady, you could tell the difference because, you know, Tom's been getting all the reps, and he knows the offense, he knows his personnel. Not to say that Castle doesn't, but he definitely has a sense, you know, of how his receivers are going to run routes and what he wants them to do. Cass, I think it's just a matter, you know, it's just a matter of just getting reps and continuing to play, you know, continue to play with those group of guys.
Nate, your offense this year has shown an ability to put up points and put up points in a hurry with some of the big plays they've been able to do. Does that change anything on defense? Does that allow you to maybe take some more risks knowing that your offense can get points in a hurry, or do you try to just focus on doing your own job and not pay attention to what's going on the other side?
I think that our mindset is we focus on our goals as a defense. We focus on our job and responsibilities as players, and I think everything else will take care of itself. If we do the things that we're supposed to do defensively, we'll one, create turnovers, we'll get three and outs and get our offense the ball, and we'll put them in positions and like sudden changes so that they have a lot of opportunities to get the ball in the end zone.
Does it help a defense at all, though, knowing that you have an offense that can put up points like that in a hurry?
It definitely helps when all three phases is really working. When the battlefield position starts with special teams, you know, we all know it's going to be a kickoff or a kickoff return in the beginning of the game. So I think if you get all three phases clicking, it makes the game a lot easier itself.
Nate, you've been very good in your career at forcing fumbles, which isn't a trait that a lot of defensive backs maybe have. What's been the key for you?
Patience, really. You know, I just try to, you know, I never give up on a play. I stay with it, and you know, sometimes I think that, you know, the receivers or whoever's I'm running up on, they don't really sense that I'm there, and I just wait. You know, I just you know, wait for the ball to show. I just be patient.
Nate, when you were a free agent, you know, obviously you ended up in San Francisco. Did the Patriots show any interest in you? Were they one of the teams that contacted you?
No.
Did you have any interest in coming here if they had contacted you?
Well, at that time I was open to any offer, you know, just that I wanted to weigh my options. But you know, I'm here, and this is the best thing for me.
Nate, thanks so much for your time.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, thank you.